Just a quick thing. Here's a story in the papers today that surprised me, that almost half of all Irish homeowners don't have a burglar alarm, even though there is a huge increase in burglary. Half of our homeowners in Ireland don't have a burglar alarm, and they take many risks as well. The big risk that people take is leaving the spare key in absolutely obvious places outside. It's a survey of 900 people. They found 47% don't have the alarm, and even though there's been 26 burglary offences last year in Ireland, and it shows that a huge amount of them just leave the key basically under the mat. Simple as. It's as if a burglar won't think of that. If they come up to knock at your door and there's no answer, they knock it again, they no answer. They bang on the window maybe slightly just to see if the burglar alarm goes off. It doesn't. What do you think they do next? They look for the key because they know that people leave keys out, so they lift up the mat and they, oh, there's a key, thanks very much, missus, off I go. Or they'll go look under the green bin. Now, why the green bin? But apparently the green bin is a chosen place for hiding your keys. So they look under the green bin. Or they look at, you know, that tiny little rock that you think looks really fancy just on the rockery. They'll look under there and that's where the key's going to be. They know where you hide your key. There's the obvious places every burglar knows. So what we thought we'd do, right? And this will be completely anonymous, okay? Be completely anonymous. And also, don't give us your name and don't give us where you live. But text us at 51552 just to tell us where you leave your key. And we'll see. And this will prove a point. It'll prove a point that burglars know. Because I guarantee you there'll be one place that'll come up maybe more than anywhere else. Probably under the bin. You think that's really clever and you're the first person ever to think of that. You're not. So, don't give us your address. That'd be silly. Don't even give us your name. But just as a matter of interest, when you're leaving the key out for somebody, for your partner or your sons or daughters or your friends or whatever, where is it that you leave the key? It would be interesting to see how many locations are exactly the same. Because if they are, then you should start leaving it somewhere else, all right? And if you text it and you say you leave it under the mat, come on, that's the most obvious place. Okay, don't give us a call on that, because if we talk to you, we can identify where you leave your key. And then you'll have to change again. That'll be just silly now. So don't identify yourself, no addresses, don't be ringing us. But you can hashtag leave your key, and you can get to us on Twitter at ColumHayes2FM and tell us where you leave the key. Or you can actually, that'd be maybe a bit weird as well, because then people could identify you through your handle on hashtag, and then they could call around and know where your key is. So no, don't do it on Twitter either. That's not, and don't do it on Facebook, because then they'll, yeah, just do it on text. We'll just do this one on text. So if you text us at 51552, no name, no address, where do you leave your key? I already have an idea which locations are going to come up most. For everything else, there's MasterCard. For everything else, you can call us 1850 715 922. This is one of the biggest entries we've ever had on text. It's unbelievable. People are texting in because the one thing a burglar looks for is your spare key, and he knows where you keep your spare key. So we're encouraging people to text to 51552 to tell us where you keep your spare key. Obviously no names, no addresses, so this could be anywhere. Okay, here's some more. I don't lock my door. I have 4 staffy dogs, 1 in the kitchen, 1 in the sitting room, and 2 in the backyard. I'd like to see someone try open my front door or get over my back wall. Okay, Colm, thanks. A few extra places I never thought of before. Signed, a thief. Do you know what? I would encourage... Not encourage, it's probably too strong a word. I wonder, would a burglar or a thief just ring in and tell us, do you actually look for the spare key? Is that one of the things you use in your work, your day? You'll actually go around a house, knock on the windows, see if there's no alarm, and then actually search for a spare key. If you'd like to help us out there, maybe you're an ex-burglar, so, you know, you've turned the corner on that one. 1850 715 922. Here's some more. Inside the doghouse, on a piece of rope hanging down a water drain in the yard. Can't believe there's other people that have the spare key on the dog's collar, Colm. Thought I was the only one. I don't know how anyone could just leave their key sitting under a flower pot, Colm. You have to bury it in the soil in the flower pot just a little bit so you can dig it out easy enough on the rare occasion that you need it. Colm, I know a silly guy who had to leave the house and no way for sister to get in, so he simply left a note on the door saying, "Hi," left the key under the stone. Ooh. Colm, I leave the key on a ring in my pocket. If anyone forgets a key, they can ring or stay out. The spare key, Colm, is kept in the front hedge. It's 250 long and 10 feet high. Best of luck trying to find that one. Colm, I don't leave a key out. Okay, well, that's good. That's not what we were asking, though, really. I leave the key in the pocket of an old jacket in the shed where our two boxers sleep. Colm, I leave it in the doghouse. Colm, I leave it in my dog's kennel. In my very smelly arrangement of family wellies, which are out the back garden. And one more here now. Colm, I hang my spare house keys on the outside of my Rottweiler's kennel. Come and have a go if you think you're hard enough. That's a big one, isn't it? Okay, Tony. Tony. Tony.
Hello.
Tony, how are you?
Hello. Is that Colm?
Yeah. Are you ringing in?
I can't believe you're doing that on the radio.
Are you a burglar?
No. Seriously, though. Like, I can't believe. Like, you know, places like where you'd normally see the stuff and all and everything. But I'm after getting a couple of... Like, I never... To be honest with you now,
yeah.
I do a few bits and pieces. You know what I mean? Like, it's hard enough at the minute to make ends meet.
Yeah, I don't want to go into... Because I don't want to go down that end of it, obviously. But as you know, do you look for spare keys?
Of course you do. You'd be amazed at how stupid people are. I can't believe... You know, you walk up to the house now, there's no one around there. And look under a mat. I mean, how stupid is that? Like, that's the first place you're going to look.
So a mat is the first place?
Of course it is.
Yeah.
Usually, even you're walking along, and you know the way you have all these, you see them now, the thin little mats that people have. They're not even the big thick ones, the thin ones. And you can see a bleeding bump on it. So you know. You know, even like you'd be, could we just walk along the front, have a look in, you see, look, that's there. But then the other places that I'd be looking at would be around the back of a car. People put them down beside the wheel.
Right. You know, that's an obvious one, is it?
And the other thing is stones.
Yeah.
All them rockeries and everything. But I tell you one thing, I never heard of a goldfish with a yolk in it.
nor did I. So, but please, do me a favour. Don't start going through goldfishes. It's not good.
No, but see, people think that we don't be... Like, I don't like doing it, but I have to do it just every now and then. I wouldn't do it all the time or not, you know?
Yeah.
But when you're out there, just people seem to be stupid. And the other thing is, like, and I have to say, I don't do it myself now, but the lads are doing the fishing. They're not in the ornamental pond or anything. But you'd be amazed the amount of people that leaves the keys on inside the letterbox.
Right.
And you can see it there. And all you need is a magnet and a bit of a bamboo stick, and you throw it in and you have it in 2 minutes. And you're done.
Okay. Well, it's some interesting advice there, Tony.
But just saying to people, you know, like, I mean, obviously I'm talking against myself here now, but don't be leaving them out where we can see them. It's stupid. Do you know what I mean?
Okay. Like,
but sometimes now you enjoy the thrill of saying, I'll find it. And the other thing, by the way, people, you'd see a crack in a wall. You know the way people, they might have one little brick on the side, and it might be blue, and the rest of it would be the same colour, and you'd know there was after being painted. You'd know to be looking out for that.
Right. Okay. Strange but interesting advice from Tony, which I presume isn't your real name.
Oh, I can't. Oh, sorry, have to go. Sorry.
All right. That's, just the last 10. I mean, people texting in and telling us where they leave the keys, and now we're getting advice from people who actually go looking for keys. Fucking very strange. They're just still coming in. They're still coming in where you leave your keys. Colm, I live in the countryside, so I always leave the key in the door. I don't have a spare key. Colm, I called... This is for true. This is for real. I called to a house to fix a window for a woman who was at home, and she had a note stuck to the back door saying, "Key under the gas tank." The dogs are big. Colm, I leave my key under my Alsatian's bed in his kennel. Colm, I keep the key in the dog's kennel with two dogs under an ornamental tortoise. That's too much information now, that one. Colin, my brother of mine used to put a note on the back door of his house telling people where the key was. Key under the plant. Key, everyone knew. The burglar still used the window. Yeah. There's a thing called a key rock that can be bought online. Looks like a rock in the garden, key inside. Leave it under your neighbour's mat and they can leave theirs under your mat. That's sort of clever in a strange, warped way until the burglar cops it and then he's got two houses for the price of one. Colm, I can't believe you're assisting burglars with new ideas of where to find keys. Ah, come on. These are the obvious places. We're not assisting the burglars at all. What we're doing is, in fairness, this is public information to you that if you leave your keys anywhere where we've already mentioned, then don't. This is the whole object of this lesson, really, is don't leave out a spare key. It's too dangerous. And I'm just on the basis of the amount of places that people leave them in the same place. It's in your moth's knickers. Ah, get out. Why would you? Colm, I leave my spare key inside the house. I can't tell you how many times I got locked out. I like that one as well. In the dog kennel, underneath the dog, God help the person to try to take it. Best thing is if the dog bites them, then they'll be caught. Just check the hospital for someone who went in after getting a bite on the backside. We leave it under some joke dog poo. It's a good idea. What does he mean he has to do it? Oh, this is Tony who rang in. I hope you pass his number on to the cops. We checked it. It's blocked. It's bloody people like him that are the problem. Absolutely, 100%. But again, can I just say to you that this, the reason we're doing this is to tell you that there is no place they don't know. Colin, please pass on his details to the Garda. I'm genuinely horrified. Can't believe, Colin, you're assisting burglars. Again, on a piece of rope hanging down a water drain in the yard. Again, they're going to look for that. Why didn't you tell that scumbag to go and get a job instead of robbing people's houses? He's probably on the dole too. What gives him the right? Should be punished like they are in the Middle East. Oh, yeah. Okay, that's one. Colm, I leave my key with my mother-in-law. Annie Chiefs should try and get it out of her. You just won't. And I know where I would put that bamboo stick and magnet. Scum of the earth. Oh, that's because he's fishing with bamboo sticks. Yeah. Yeah, I know where I'd like to put it as well. He wouldn't be speaking in that deep voice.